It was a calm morning. As always, I loved to look from my window. Mountains and green trees. Yes, it was full of life. But not this time. I heard a big noise, so I looked outside, and I saw huge tanks taking their positions on the hills between the trees. For me, it was scary, but exciting at the same time. It was the first time I saw these huge metal things. War had started about 2 years ago in our country, but it never reached our neighborhood. We used to sit in front of the TV, watching news, feeling terrified about the death that was going on everywhere around us. We used to hear the sounds of bombs from far. With every sound, I remember how my heart shivers. I didn't know that this morning, the war will come a step closer to us. As these tanks and other kinds of things started to fire, I remember hearing the sound twice, in the firing and in the landing. I ran to my mother. All I wanted is to look at her face and to see that we are going to be okay. All the faces of my family were full of fear, like it was rain of death above our heads. The tanks were bombing a space, and somehow people from that place bombing back at us, until my family decided that we must leave the house. I moved with my mom to my grandmother's house, as we thought it was going to be safer and easier for me to go to university from my grandmother's house, as it was closer to the city. But I didn't realize that I was about to see a different kind of death and fear. One day, I was coming back from university, waiting for the bus. Suddenly, a bomb hit the bus that was about 100 meters away from us. Yes, death was that close to me. I survived so many deathful situations. These situations made me get used to being afraid, to hear the sounds of bombs and guns, to see death in my own eyes. But at the same time, I learned to be strong and brave. Brave enough to smile after I survived each time. I felt it was the only way for me to defeat war. And I defeated war.